Carrie, next week begins. They're talking about now the convergence of all these hearings, and a lot of them are going to start simultaneously or maybe slightly staggered. But they're talking about the Homeland Security, I think, is going to get down to the – or maybe even Judiciary is going to get down into the border and some of the issues with the border and about the law of the border, all of that. People don't – that didn't follow the Arizona race closely, just believe the mainstream media said, but think all you talked about was 2020 election fraud. I covered – we covered that race closer than anybody. And that was part of it. Don't get me wrong. You're all about – we got to get these elections sorted, and we're not going to let this happen again. It's outrageous. But your number one thing was that, hey, the moment you take your hand off the Bible being sworn in, you're declaring an emergency, declaring an invasion of the border. You're going to designate the cartels as a criminal organization, and you're going to set things right down there with a wall, with getting the cartel out of Arizona, the money laundering, right, everything that goes on. In fact, I think it's one of the reasons that the establishment there, realizing cartel money is going to be cut off, wanted to thwart you. But give us – next week they're going to start making it to national and international attention. What are your thoughts right now, particularly when you – how do you have a cartel lawyer as part of the illegitimate Hobbs regime in Arizona? How do you have essentially a mob lawyer as a member of the – and particularly somebody supposed to be overseeing – balloting? How does that work, ma'am?
Oh, man, it's so corrupt right now. This stolen election, because we didn't do anything after 2020, we allowed another steal. Now we have literally the cartel completely controlling our state. They've taken our government from we the people. I mean, they couldn't get someone like me in office, even though overwhelmingly we won in a landslide. I'm too dangerous to their plan. I throw a wrench in their plan. We shut down illegal activity at the border. I'm so sick of these weak politicians and weak governors who act like there's nothing they can do. Oh, we need the federal government to help. No, we don't. You are a sovereign state. Do your job and protect your citizens. And they knew on day one, minute one, hand comes off the Bible, we declare an invasion on the border, and we get boots on the ground. And we start empowering our sheriffs. We start empowering law enforcement to stop this madness, because we're tired of being a pipeline for fentanyl, which is killing our children. We're tired of watching people in states all across the country, this young generation, die from fentanyl poisoning. And we're tired of watching children being trafficked, women being trafficked, people being smuggled, our jobs being taken. I mean, this is a serious crisis. It's a national security crisis. And I'm tired of these politicians acting like there's nothing they can do about it. And they were scared to death. Our border policy is the strongest border policy this country's ever seen. We had planned to put that into play and into action on day one. And that's why they said, holy crap, we got to steal this election. We cannot let that woman, we can't let that fed up mom become governor of Arizona. At any cost, we got to stop her.
Carrie, have you ever met John Thune, senator from South Dakota? Have you ever met him?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever talked to him on the phone? He ever called you or ever had conversation on the phone with Senator Thune?
No, I mean, we had people like Marsha Blackburn come out and do some campaigning, and she loves our policy. She loved that we were going to be tough on the border, that we were going to start bringing back trade skill training into our high schools so our kids were prepared for jobs and bring safety back to our streets. But Senator Thune never did contact me, no.
So there's been polling out that shows in a race that you would be, and unfortunately you're going to be governor of Arizona, so this not really apply, but in a Senate race, I don't know, you would be at 40-45%. Ruben Gallego would be at 25% or something like that, and Sinema would be at 15%. But he's out. I think he's out, and we're trying to get the clip. He's saying what Sinema ought to do is flip to the Republican Party, and then she could run. And the reason we want her to run is because then you wouldn't have these people, these extremists, who only talk about election fraud. I just want to reiterate, in your campaign, ma'am, the number one and most important issue with election integrity and election crimes, all that being up there very much at the top, was the invasion of Arizona, the invasion of our country, going through Arizona with the cartels making money. And Thune never contacted you about that, never talked to you about that. Is that what is he implying that is he implying? Would that be you, the extremist he's talking about, ma'am? When he talks about Christian cinema flipping parties.
Yeah, he would rather have someone who votes with Joe Biden and 95% of the time, which is Kyrsten Sinema, as senator, than somebody who wants to put Arizona first and protect the people of Arizona, protect our border, make sure our kids are getting a proper education. That is crazy. I don't know who this guy is, but dude, you gotta check this out. This is not smart. We don't want a liberal. We're trying to move some of these people who are leftists out of office so that we can secure our border.
In social policy, she's the most woke ever, right? Her policies on abortion, all that, it's outrageous. Even to think about that and the people in Arizona.
Yeah, it's I used to cover her when I was a journalist. I covered her when I was a journalist, and I think for a while there, she even called herself a socialist. And her voting record is incredibly, incredibly liberal. I think she did a couple things that showed she might have had, a little bit of some guts. And people, you know, were so shocked to see anybody in the Senate or House do something that showed a little bit of courage, and they got all crazy and excited. And you know what? Everybody who is in the House, everybody in the Senate should be doing courageous things every single day, not once or twice a year.
Is the message from this, Carrie Lake is not going to back down one inch, even when they come after you criminally, because they are, because the only way to stop you is to try to do the same kind of thing they're doing with President Trump. Are you going to back down one inch, ma'am?
We're not backing down one inch. We're going to fight harder today than we did yesterday and harder tomorrow and the next day and the next day, because we are right. We are in the right here. And, you know, I hope that they'll reconsider using our government that they've stolen against their political opponents. I hope what they'll do while there's squatters in there is actually launch a criminal investigation into Stephen Richer and Bill Gates, who ran Maricopa County election, the fraudulent election. I hope they'll actually look back at the 2020 election, and maybe they should look into Adrian Fontes's behavior and actions in that 2020 election, which was fraught with fraud as well.
Carrie, how do people get to you? How they support you? How they follow you on social media?
Thank you. You can go to carrielake.com, K-A-R-I-L-A-K-E.com. Go to my Twitter page. That's the Twitter page that has Adrian Fontes in a panic. And you can see what is all about. And you can see some clips from our rally if you missed it. And you can find us on Rumble. You can find us on Getter. We're on Facebook. Just look for Carrie Lake, K-A-R-I-L-A-K-E.
See you at CPAC, Carrie. Thank you very much. Honor to have you here.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.